In many ways, Hilliard City reminded Luke of Mos Eisley. Small houses and commercial buildings crammed fairly tightly together, with relatively narrow streets running between them. The troop headed around the perimeter, clearly aiming for one of the wider avenues that seemed to radiate spoke-like from the center of town. Looking into the city as they passed by the outer buildings, Luke was able to catch occasional glimpses of what seemed to be an open area a few blocks away. The town square, possibly, or else a spacecraft landing area. The Vanguard had just reached the target street when, in perfect synchronization, the stormtroopers abruptly changed formation. Those in the inner circle pulled in closer to Luke and Mara, while those in the outer circle moved farther away, the whole crowd coming to a halt and gesturing to their prisoners to do the same. A moment later, the reason for the sudden maneuver came around the corner. Four scruffy-looking men walking briskly toward them with a fifth man in the center of their square, his hands chained behind him. They had barely emerged from the street when they were intercepted by a group of four stormtroopers. A short and inaudible conversation ensued, which concluded with the strangers handing their blasters over to the stormtroopers with obvious reluctance. Escorted now by the Imperials, they continued on toward the main group, and as they walked, Luke finally got a clear look at the prisoner. It was Han Solo. The stormtroopers opened their ranks slightly to let the newcomers through.
"What do you want?"
the Major demanded as they stopped in front of him.
"Name's Chin,"
one of them said.
"We caught this rat snooping around the forest, maybe looking for your prisoners there. Figured you might want to have a talk with him, he.
"Uncommonly generous of you,"
the Major said sardonically, giving Han a quick measuring glance.
"You come to this conclusion all by yourself?"
Chin drew himself up.
"Just because I don't live in a big, flashy city doesn't mean I'm stupid,"
he said stiffly.
"What high? You think we don't know what it means when Imperial stormtroopers start getting up a temporary garrison?"
The Major gave him a long, cool look.
"You'd best just hope that the garrison is temporary."
He glanced at the stormtrooper beside him, jerked his head toward Han.
"Check him for weapons."
"We already—"
Chin began. The Major looked at him, and he fell silent. The frisking took only a minute and came up empty.
"Put him in the pocket with the others,"
the Major ordered.
"All right, Chin. You and your friends can go. If he turns out to be worth anything, I'll see you get a piece of it."
"Uncommonly generous of you,"
Chin said with an expression that was just short of a sneer.
"Can we have our guns back now?"
The Major's expression hardened.
"You can pick them up later at our HQ,
he said.
"Hilliard Hotel, straight across the square. But I'm sure a sophisticated citizen like yourself already knows where it is."
For a moment, Chin seemed inclined to argue the point, but a glance at the stormtroopers clustered around evidently changed his mind for him. Without a word, he turned, and he and his three companions strode back toward the city.
"Move out!"
the Major ordered, and they started up again.
"Well," Han muttered, falling into step beside Luke. "Together again, huh?"
"I wouldn't miss it," Luke muttered back. "Your friends there seem in a hurry to get away."
"Probably don't want to miss the party,"
Han told him.
"A little something they threw together to celebrate my capture."
Luke threw him a sideways look.
"Shame we weren't invited."
"Real shame,"
Han agreed with a straight face.
"You never know, though."